If you've been practicing for a while and you're pretty clear about how to do your practice, you can let the guidance be in the background. You can treat my words as traffic noise, the same way you treat the buses as they pass, just as more phenomena that you're hearing. If you're really kind of confident about your own practice, you don't have to do what I'm encouraging. But if you're new to practice, it's helpful to have some guidance until you have internalized the instructions and really kind of can guide yourself. You can listen and follow along with the instructions. And the first instruction I'll offer you is to find a way to sit, to make any adjustments necessary so that your body is upright but relaxed, so that you're not rigid or stiff or feeling too uptight about meditation, but pretty relaxed, pretty chilled out, and supported by the cushion or the chair. And when you're ready, allowing your eyes to be closed. Softening the eyes and face, relaxing the jaw and shoulders. Let your body be open and receptive to your own attention. The practice of mindfulness that we'll be doing this evening is non-judgmental, present time, investigative, kind awareness. Paying attention to the present with an attitude of kindness, a quality of investigation, but without any judgment of good or bad or right or wrong. Just what is. Just paying attention to what is. The Buddha began these meditation instructions with the simple guidance of paying attention to the breath. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in, he encouraged. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out. So find your breath, feel your breath, and focus your attention on the sensation of the breath as it comes and goes. Of course, it becomes clear to most of us pretty quickly that it's not so easy to stay focused on the sensations of breathing, and that our attention is drawn back into thinking. Our plans, our memories, our desires and fears. And it takes some effort to resist the temptation to indulge in thinking during meditation, and to rather choose to focus this mindful attention in the body, bringing the attention back to your breath, back to your body, over and over. You don't have to stop your thinking mind. The trick is to just stop paying attention to your thinking mind. Let it be in the background. Stop battling with it. Stop trying to control it. Learn to ignore it for now. Put your attention on the breath. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Feel the breath. Receive it. Mindful awareness. Breathing out. Know that you're breathing out. Remember the intention to be kind. Sometimes kindness means relaxing a little bit more into your body if you're feeling tense, taking a deep breath, softening. Sometimes it means really putting more effort into paying attention to the breath. Let go of that thought, that resentment, that fear, that plan, that fantasy. It's not serving you right now. Set it aside. Come back to the breath. Back to the present moment, right here, now, sitting, feeling, breathing. if you're pretty new to meditation, let the breath be your anchor, your refuge. Come back over and over. Try not to indulge in your thoughts. Each time you get involved in the thinking mind, come back to the breath. For now, it's important to just learn that you don't have to pay attention to your mind. You can choose to pay attention to your breath, your body, the physical, rather than the mental. If you've been practicing for a little while, it's important to continue with the Buddha's instructions to expand beyond the breath, bringing into awareness the rest of the body, your posture, contact with a cushion or chair. Mindfulness of the body, non-judgmental, present time. What's it feel like? What's calling for your attention in your body? Including the sense doors. Sounds call for your attention, smell, taste, seeing. Even behind the closed eyelids, there's often a sense of light, color, shape, sometimes mental images. Allowing your attention to connect and sustain with sensations in the body, with phenomena at the sense doors. But hang out with each experience for some time. Observe the arising and passing of sound, of sensation, of emotion or thought. If possible, we are also asked to discern the feeling tone. Even if you're just paying attention to the breath, does the breath feel pleasant or unpleasant or neutral? When you become aware of a sound, is that sound pleasant? Or unpleasant, or neutral. Or a smell, or a taste, or an emotion, or a sensation in the body. Try to name it. How are you perceiving? How are you receiving your direct experience of this moment? How does it feel? mindfulness of what's happening, of how it feels. And then your practice is to respond appropriately. If you're experiencing unpleasant sensations in your body, the appropriate response is compassion. Often our instinct is to get angry, to push them away, resist. In meditation, you're asked to accept and tolerate, soften, and care about your own pain. Don't get rid of your discomfort, just sit with it. Feel it. Mean it with as much tenderness, as much mercy, as much care as you can. When we experience pleasant sensations, thoughts, feelings, the trick is to enjoy it without clinging. Watch your relationship to pleasure. Watch your mind's tendency to crave, your body's tendency to cling. And then the practice becomes letting go, and the appropriate response to pleasant phenomena is non-attached appreciation. So we do our best to enjoy without clinging, to appreciate without attachment. And when we find ourselves attached, we let go, over and over, releasing, letting go. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Mindfulness of the breath. Sitting, know that you're sitting. Mindfulness of your posture. If joy or sorrow is present in your heart, bring awareness to those emotions. Feel them. Without judging. And as your mind thinks, know that it's thinking. You don't have to float off in the contents, the plans, the memories. They're just like bubbles in a spacious, open awareness. In this bubble, there's a plan. In this one, there's a judgment, a fear. This one, some lust, some craving. Watch your mind. Non-judgmental, present-time awareness of thoughts arising and passing. And when you find yourself floating off, identified, caught in thought, come back to the body, back to the breath. Without judgment. With just a couple more minutes in our sitting period, you can make it. The bell will ring soon. Even if you're really uncomfortable, just feel it. What's that pain? Where's it originating? How's it radiating? What's it made of? What are the different qualities and factories and factors of that discomfort? Is it hot? Is it pressure? Don't get rid of it. Investigate it. Maybe you're feeling really good and calm and peaceful. And now you're a little upset that you know I'm going to ring the bell soon. Attached. You want more. Feel that, craving, name it, attachment.